Welcome to DollarWise, the show which seeks to help everyone improve their financial circumstances using easy-to-grasp financial tips. We've all had financial experiences that have left us either better or worse. On today's program, we flip the script and instead of giving the advice, members of the public share the best pieces of financial advice they have received.
All right, we should try to be as responsible as possible with the use of credit cards. We should always try to pay more than a minimum payment every month. In fact, the best thing that you can do with regards to your credit card balance is to try to pay off all your balance within the month.
The best financial advice I've received in recent times is to save my money in a U.S. account because the Jamaican dollar devalues rapidly.
I guess you could say don't have one source of income. Nobody ever is going to be rich by saving. Invest and develop things.
Don't always take up financial institutions on credit offerings. For example, you may get an invitation for a credit card with a pre-approved balance of $500,000. Eventually, if you do accept this, you may be in a position where the card is maxed out and you're unable to pay off the balances, and this will only put you in a serious financial crisis. So think about it carefully before you accept those invitation offerings.
Always invest in properties because it always appreciates, no matter what time of the year. The value of property always appreciate. Once you have the property, they put house on it, value go up.
Best financial advice I've heard lately. Invest in some life insurance. That's actually living insurance. They have a lot of the critical care plans out there, plans that will assist you if you fall victim to a stroke, heart attack, stuff like that, instead of a death benefit. At least you have some, you know, that, cause stuff like that wipe out your savings. So that's the best advice I've heard.
The best financial advice I could give anyone is to take advantage of the banking system. By using the bank, you're actually taking advantage of other people's money. You do not expose your own cash and capital to whatever endeavor you take on. Yeah, business loan, even home loan, car loan. Never expose your cash. That's it. Never expose your hard-earned capital on any activity.
Do not buy goods on sale simply because they're on sale or because you're going in bulk, like 3-for-1 or 6-for-1, because sometimes you don't need it. If you don't need it, don't buy it. It's going to go to waste anyway.
Take the money to the Lord, give it to Him, He blesses it, give it back to you, and then you sort out your bills and your expenses and your housing, and you send your children to school, and that's it, basically.
My financial advice would be, if you have like a passion, a skill, a certain hobby that can be profitable, which a lot of people do have, makeup, photography, etc., invest in that skill, you know. Invest in buying equipment or buying certain material that can push forward that hobby for make you even make more profit off of it. So my advice would be to invest in yourself.
Do not buy something that is cheap just because it's cheap, because it might end up costing you more. For example, you might can get a shoes for $1,500, but after a week or two, it might start burst out and all of that. So you still have to go back and buy another shoes. While if you had bought one for maybe $3,000, you would have gotten more out of it and it would have served you longer.
Think before you spend, because you don't want to spend and you don't want to use your money emotionally, because it's the worst thing you can do to try to recover from an emotional buy. And another one is, a wise man leaves an inheritance for his children.
That's it for this week's program, and we do hope you learned something new. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of DollarWise.
For the 2014-15 financial year, the Legal Aid Clinics and Council completed over 7,000 consultations, 1,400 gun, circuit, resident magistrate and appeal court matters, as well as 2,900 duty council assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.